This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, well, let's get into important issues.
Yes.
Like the Detroit Tigers, there may be.
Yes, you mentioned the Javi Baez controversy. And
yes.
No, it's not. Is he on the roster? Is he healthy? Can he swing at strikes? All of those things are great topics. But there was an issue that was brought up. I believe it was yesterday. And it was in the parking lot. And it was Gleyber Torres got to the ballpark first. And he parked his Lamborghini Huracan. I'm going to test your Italian.
Yeah.
Huracan. What do you think that stands for? Or what's the translation into English? Come on, Stoney. This one's on a T for you.
Hurricane?
Thank you, Heather.
I'll fill in the blank. I'm guessing.
Okay. I was trying to think of some kind of car reference.
Huracan.
Okay.
Hurricane. I have no idea, but it kind of feels like it is.
Okay.
And so the next one, Javi Baez. Shows up in his Lamborghini Urus. I'm not sure. Stoney, please translate.
A horse.
Horse. I did not think that we were going to say horse.
But by the way,
why I was laughing a minute ago, because I knew I was going to ask that question.
Before Torres drove his Lamborghini into the parking lot,
yeah.
He got into an accident with his other Lamborghini.
Right. So anyway, we've got Lamborghini on Lamborghini crime, but it's the point is, the story I want to get to is when Gleyber Torres parked, he parked in the unofficial spot of Javi Baez. So he was just there first. The only marked parking spots are for AJ Hinch and for Scott Harris. Now, I'm sure there's maybe one or two others.
I think Jeff Greenberg.
Yeah, maybe has a marked spot.
Chris, so Chris Ehrlich, when he's there, does he have a spot?
I would assume so, yeah. So they would be all of his.
Right.
So he could park wherever he wants.
Yes.
But the question is...
Now, you said unofficial official.
Right, so it no one else is marked. Like, where I parked is not my official spot.
Right.
But it is my unofficial spot because it's where I park every damn day.
Yeah, because you're the first one who gets there. If you got here at 10 o'clock... That spot probably would be taken.
Well, there are times when I show up and somebody has left their car here overnight or somebody who doesn't know any better parks in your spot.
Right.
And it really makes me mad.
Why would it make you mad?
Because it's my spot.
Who cares?
It's where I park every single day.
Okay, it's one thing if your spot is taken. Your unofficial spot was taken, and you had to park like around behind the building or something. But if for some reason that spot is taken, you can park three spots away. What's the big
deal? I will park next to it, and if that spot is open where on the driver's side door, my truck will be parked inches from your door. Because just to send the message that you weren't supposed to park there. Park somewhere else. There's a number of other spots you could park. And so I'm curious. Does anyone out there have the unofficial parking spot that you park in every single day? And they might as well put a sign on it that says Jansen Parks here, or Stony Parks here, or this is Park Parks here.
Yes.
And what do you do when somebody shows up and somebody's in your spot?
I kind of understand where you're coming from.
Thank you.
Because
Heather,
I have a spot that I always park in. But lately, I mean, within the last year,
yeah,
somebody
has
parks
been parking
in my spot.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know who it is. Okay. Obviously, they're here very early, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not always here. Because, or they're here, but they don't always park in that spot.
Oh, it must be a salesperson who's not here Monday or Friday.
So I don't know who it is, but at first I was like, how dare you park in my spot? That is my spot. But then I'm like, there's a spot literally right next to it. I'll just park in that
spot. Right, yeah.
And now
so
I
it's
don't
a
really
legitimate
care,
emotion,
but,
right?
But I do understand, because I had that same feeling. Was like, wait a minute.
I appreciate you validating my emotions.
Well, I have an unofficial spot too, but I don't care if somebody's in it.
No, I mean, and ultimately,
so
like,
you pull in the parking lot, right? And somebody's in your spot that you normally park in. It's not your spot, but you normally park there.
Yeah.
You don't sit there and go, damn it, somebody's in my spot.
No, I'll park in the next spot. As long as it's, I try not to park next to you, because I know, God forbid, if somebody parks too close to you, you'd be pissed.
If you park too close to me, I don't care.
Okay.
He's just going to door ding you. That's
exactly.
So.
Yeah.
I'll just park in another spot. Yeah. It's not
that brand new, shiny car you have.
That's
you park next to me. Yeah, you might have a ding in it.
Yeah. No, who cares? It's a parking spot.
I think it matters.
It's like the people who drive around malls for Christmas for like 20 minutes to find a spot close to the door.
Things can get vicious out there during the holidays with parking.
Oh, certainly can. Yes.
I've witnessed some.
Like I say, I would understand it if there was no other spots around, but especially when we're here, John. I mean, God, you got more spots. You open up a store called Spots R Us. I mean, there's so many of them.
There are. But there's only one that's mine.
Why do you choose that spot? Like, why did that spot become the spot that you enjoy? Like,
because
it's not the
closest
spot to the door.
No.
It's like in the middle of a row, right? Like it's...
Right. It's, well, it's three from the end.
Yes.
I park in the third spot.
What made you choose
what
that one? Why?
I don't know. Before we had our windows frosted, I could see my truck.
Yes.
So I'm going to get
I do enjoy that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can remote start it from here. So
that's true.
This time of the year, it's nice and warm. I don't know really why I picked that spot. It's just where I started parking. And I've parked there now for as many days, as years as I've been here.
All right, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Do you get mad when your unofficial spot is taken? Let's go through the text quick before we go to the phones on this illuminating subject. Because what happened was, if you're just joining us, Javi Baez was a little miffed. I'm being sarcastic, that Gleyber Torres parked in Javi's unofficial, official parking spot. Like, it doesn't have his name. And John has a place here at the Odyssey compound where he always parks, but it's not his spot.
Right.
But he thinks it's his spot. And if somebody would park in that spot before he gets here, he gets pissed. All right, here we go. Here's the ticket
text. And you park really close so they can't get into their car.
Mm-hmm. Most times.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, here we go. John, that's pretty petty. Such a white people problem. I'm so glad I'm not taking any shrapnel for this. This is really stupid.
I didn't say it was a great take. I'm just saying it's my take.
Gotta say, I didn't see John as a parking lot a-hole. Nobody should be taking hobby spot. That's from Jamar in Westland. The sense of entitlement over a parking spot is what's wrong with our society. If your name is not on it, it's not yours. Get over it. That's from Kevin in Oxford. Wow, Jansen is a huge douche. LOL. John, I understand going, he's in my spot, but to be petty and park inches from their door? Come on, man. It's Chad in a car. First come, first serve. Don't be a baby. Park elsewhere. Bill and Celine.
I do park elsewhere.
Nobody cares where you millionaires park. Move on. He might be talking about
I wish.
That.
I think he's talking about you too.
I thought he was talking about Javi.
Yeah.
Out of us here.
Not talking about me.
Yeah. I wish.
Typical Michigan elitist attitude. Oh no, you parked in my spot now. I'm going to park where you can't. You can't even get into your own car. By the way, John does have his own official spot at Schembechler Hall.
I outside. Do. Yes, you do. Yes, it's a name spot.
I know.
Yes, yes. And when so, I had somebody park in my spot there, and so I just park parallel to them in front.
Well, maybe their name is John Jansen.
That would be awesome. I've never met anybody with the exact same name. I would like to.
Well, somebody texted in yesterday when we were talking about Ron. They have
well, Jansen's.
Yeah, Jansen's. Steve from Adamus, Madison Heights texts in, I would have figured that John would park in the seventh row, seven spots to be in his spot for his 77.
You know what? Well, we don't have seven rows. I'll actually have to count. Maybe subconsciously, I parked in the seventh spot.
Guys, where does Costa park that toy car on the curb?
Sidewalk.
You all sound very pompous and entitled regarding parking spots. Not me. I park anywhere. Who gives a crap where you park?
I mean, I think we all will park anywhere, but I have had that thought too. Like, who is this?
Yes, thank you.
I mean, not serious. Like, jokingly, like, whose car is this?
How dare they?
Yeah, how dare they?
Yes.
Trust me, I know it's not a labeled spot.
All I know is if Lisa Ruby or what's your other daughter's name? Not Ellie.
Ruby, Lucy, Ellie. Ellie has a permit. She can start parking.
Yes. And Lisa.
Yeah, and Lisa, yeah. She gets to park in the garage.
If they happen to park in your spot, God.
Oh, well, trust me. I would not park in Lisa's spot.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So mine's kind of a reverse thing, and I forgot to tell the producer the one thing. So I inherited my dad's big red truck after he passed away, and it was a Silverado Z71. Mm-hmm. Really nice. Okay. Anyway, my immediate supervisor, who never calls in, had called in, right? And I was the next person to show up. I knew he wasn't going to be there, so I parked in his spot. Anyway, this lady, who wasn't an English-speaking woman, she veered off the road in, like, snowy weather, happened to miss, like, trees, a double row of pine trees, and slammed into my pickup at about 45 miles an hour and punched a hole in our building because of how hard she hit it. And so that's what you get for parking in somebody's spot, I guess.
You got your truck T-boned?
Jeez.
Oh, it got more than T-boned. It got, like, sent into the, into the building, and they worked in a warehouse.
Holy
and
cow.
We work in a cooler.
Wow.
So I think the whole... The kind of, if it wasn't there, the lady would have cut right through the, because my car, it was stationary, punched a huge hole in the, not the brick, but the,
the building. Yeah. So you sacrificed, for the good of the company. You actually saved them.
Yes. By the way, I don't think it was necessary to say the lady couldn't speak English.
No.
What the hell did that have to do with the story? All right. Here we go. 248-539-9797. Let's go to a phone call before we go to the text. Aubrey in Farmington Hills. What's up, Aubrey?
Hey guys, how you doing? I like this topic. It's really kind of fun. And John, look, brother, I'm with you.
Thank you.
If having my own parking spot, whether it's official or unofficial, makes me pompous and arrogant and a Michigan guy, count me in. I'll take that all day long. Look, I just retired a couple of months ago, and I had a spot there. Everybody knew it was my spot. When someone would take it, I would get so irritated, kind of playfully, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
But in any event, a group of us had signs made that said, reserve for Aubrey, reserve for Mike, reserve for whomever, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we actually put those stakes in the ground. My boss came out the next day and said, get that damn sign out of here. You know, but we truly had a lot of fun with it. But yes, I did get irritated when someone took my spot because they all knew it was mine.
Right. And so it's a matter of respect in regards to if they knew it was yours. It's also, I mean, seniority too, right? You've been there long enough. You probably deserve your own spot.
I think so. It's an unofficial perk, John.
But, yep. But congratulations on your retirement.
Yes, indeed. But if everybody doesn't, if everybody knows, that's one thing. But everybody in this building doesn't know.
Correct. Yes. But I mean, Gator has commented on before. I mean, he's talked about me backing in all the time, so he obviously sees that, right. And he knows where I park every time. He's I'm never going to be here at 5:30 in the morning.
No. We barely here at 9:30.
9:30 might be a bit of a stretch, yeah.
Here's some ticket decks. Stoney doesn't have to worry about parking. Jeeves drops him off and opens the limo door for him. Love that old bit. Parking spot Nazi is a white people thing. White people love to get flabbergasted over little things. I don't think we're going to go play the racial card here, but hey, whatever.
Since they're talking about me, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. John is going to be in Heather's dream for the wrong reason. Can car spot envy?
I don't think so, yeah.
I don't think
so. I haven't risen to that level
no.
yet.
Yes.
If they take up all the spots, Harvey, meaning Javi, can just drive around the lot all season.
Looking for a place to park? Missed the first pitch. Yep.
John, I drive a beater. Park real close to me, you'll have the dents. I'll have the smile. Mike from South Carolina.
All right.
If your name is not on the parking spot, it's open to the public, so it's not your spot, John.
Well, we don't have a whole lot of public showing up.
That's true. I am in sales. I park in a terrible spot every day because it was always open. A new guy started parking there. My sales dropped, told him to stop, and I need the terrible spot back. Sales are back on track. That's him, Jordan.
Kind of does affect your day, yeah. a little bit mindset. I mentioned it the last couple of days, right? I was driving Ruby's car because mine was in the shop getting serviced.
Yeah.
And it threw me off. Like, it's just, okay, I get it. It's a stupid reason, mm-hmm. but I'm a very much a creature of habit. Mm-hmm. And trust me, I'm not picking the best parking spot. If I was taking the best parking spot that there is in this lot, which I don't even know what that one would be, you know, then I could say, you know, yeah, fine, park there. I don't care. But it's not. It's just a random spot far away from the door.
It amazes me, though, that if that truck out there right now was one spot over, that your day could be affected.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, well, it doesn't affect it completely. Like, I will still move on.
Eventually.
Eventually, yes.
Being Tony, professional, famous words of a former sports media personality in this town. There's a little bit of Denny McClain in all of us. We have finally found the one with John Jansen.
Yes.
Yeah. You have universally been shredded on ticket text for this. I've never seen such a one-sided against your opinion on something.
Okay. Because it's indefensible.
We all have our triggers. We all have our things about us.
But, so in my defense, all right, in my previous life as an NFL player, we all had our unofficial spots on the team that we would park. And mine was always the very back spot of the parking lot because I just knew nobody would park there and I didn't care to walk, whatever. I also when I came to the Lions, they give you a little key fob to get back there in the parking lot. Nothing was marked. It, you know, it wasn't official. When I parked, I actually went in and I said, hey, if I parked in anybody's spot, let me know. I'll move. Because I do know that guys are a creature of habit for whatever reason. And I didn't park in, you know, come to be, I parked in no one's spot. But there are individuals that have spots that they traditionally and historically and out of habit park in.
Parking, you didn't park in Jim Schwartz's spot?
No, I believe the coaches had labeled spots.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I get it.
I would park in Spurrier spot every once in a while just because it was so much fun. Did I ever tell you about the hotel keys?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we would go to the hotel the night before the game.
Right.
Completely off topic. But when we would arrive, there was always, and they still do this, when you arrive at the hotel, your keys are in an envelope with your name on it, and there's a table that mm-hmm. you put them on. And so what we would do, me and some of my buddies, would go in and we would take all the rookies' keys, right? So they would, okay, stupid, I get it. It was funny to us, well, still kind of funny to me, so that they would have to then go to the front desk every single time. It was an inconvenience for them, a minor inconvenience, but still there. And so we would do it for Spurrier. And what was funny about doing it for Spurrier is he would walk in and he would be shocked every time that his key wasn't there. So we would be hiding around the corner as four-year-olds would do. And we would listen to him go through this rant every time. Why do they take my key? I just don't see why it's that funny. And his assistant would be standing there and he would be holding back laughs too. And he would be like, Coach, when you react like this, this is why they think it's funny.
Right.
I just don't understand. Why did they take my key? Spurrier was a dork. So yes, that's that. All of those give you a little bit of background as to why I do some of the things I do.